This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. And Dan Miller is a geologist based in Seattle. He says the potential for this tragic landslide up in Snohomish County we've been reporting on the last few days has been known for years. Miller and his wife Lynn co-authored a report on the hillside that failed for the Army Corps of Engineers back in 1999. And they warned of, quote, the potential for a large catastrophic failure. Dan Miller's with us now. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
So you say that this was a predictable disaster. Why?
Well, it is predictable in the sense that there's a historic record of activity on this landslide extending at least back to 1952. And I think there's evidence of it even in aerial photography going back to the 30s. We've done analyses that looked at the areas of the landslide zone that could potentially be unstable to estimate the volume of material that might be mobilized, which indicated the potential. The 1999 report looked at the potential for a landslide of the magnitude of that occurred in 2006. We also looked at a worst-case scenario that suggested that there could be a much larger landslide. But coming up with a model that says this could happen is a lot different than it actually happening. Mm. These models are very rough. You know, they're made as sort of a screening tool. We were doing these analyses for the purpose of estimating sediment inputs to the Snohomish River to find strategies for mitigating, for slowing movement on the landslides to improve water quality for fish habitat. And we weren't thinking about the hazards beyond that.
But you went up to the areas, I understand, back in 2006 and saw a lot of new homes being constructed. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I thought that was not a good idea. In fact, when we learned about this landslide actually occurring, I'm quite angry. And I suppose that's a logical reaction. What we could have done about it, I don't know. People had been living in that area for a long time. My reaction is that the county should not have allowed permitting there, but I'm sure that it was grandfathered in some way. If you're going to come and tell people that they can't live and can't build on property that they own, you have to have a very strong justification for doing so. And maybe in hindsight now we say, well, that we did have that justification and somebody could have done that. But I produced an analysis. We were looking at a different question. It was a preliminary model. It was one that certainly pulled up a red flag that this is an area that is potentially very dangerous.
Mm.
That information was used for coming up with mitigation strategies for improving fish habitat, and it apparently was never translated to planners at the county or to homeowners.
How does it work? I mean, you come up with this for document for the Army Corps of Engineers. Do Snohomish County planners look at that when they're trying to decide whether or not to sign off on new home construction?
Ideally, they would. The state has something called the Critical Areas Ordinance, which I'm not familiar with all of the details, but I know that one of the things that the Critical Areas Ordinance asks counties to do is to map out landslide hazards. And the way that you might map out landslide hazards, if you don't have a lot of resources, is to go find all the reports that have been written, all the mapping that's been done concerning landslide hazards in the county. So these reports were available. They should have found them, and they should be on file at the county.
So for you, Dan, knowing what could have happened, knowing the potential, what do you think the public policy lesson is here? What could have been done or what could be done in the future to prevent tragedies like this from happening?
I think what we need to do now is work to make sure that everyone is well informed, that county planners are well informed about what the risks are, what the potential consequences of decisions that they make are, that homeowners can be well informed. And, we've had much of this information available, but it's always been tucked away. It's in professional journals or it's in proceedings of meetings or, in reports and file cabinets. But now we have the technology to make this kind of information much more accessible. And I know many counties, cities, government agencies have been acting to make the data they have available. There are many sites now. You can go to an interactive website to look at maps, to pull up information. And I think we really need to work to make sure that the information that people need to make informed decisions is available to them, and available to them in a manner that they can understand, that they can interpret. So when they look at, they can pull up a map of the Stillaguamish Basin and see precisely where studies have indicated that the risk for landslide exists.
Dan Miller, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Dan Miller is a geologist based in Seattle. Once again, he and his wife co-authored a report on the hillside that slid up in Snohomish County for the Army Corps of Engineers when they warned of the potential for a large catastrophic failure. That was back in 1999. John Pennington is director of emergency management for Snohomish County. At a press update, a reporter asked him whether there was any advance warning that this landslide was going to happen.
My job is to advance warning in public information. If I had any idea that this was going to break on that Saturday morning, come on, guys. You get messages from us all the time. We're very, very liberal and outspoken on the use of reverse 911s and messaging about events that are going to happen. There's a reason that we have a very high success rate of mitigating disasters in this county. This is just one that hit us.
Pennington did say he was aware of Miller's report from 1999, but hadn't yet had a chance to look at it. We've reached out to the Snohomish County Planning Department, and we'll keep you updated. It's The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.